pardon me, the 7-yard touchdown catch for Moore. What a terrific, terrific drive right there for the Union Redskins. So now it is 7-3 Union, and it will be an opportunity of 13 seconds for Southlake, but I don't know how much they're going to do with that. Holmes in the shotgun is going to hand up off the middle to Gaines, and he's going to come to the left side to around the 30-yard line, and he's going to get tackled, and I got to think they're going to let it run to the end, and we're going to go to the half here.
Yeah, I think that's all we have for the first one.
That's going to do it. So we're at the half. Somehow the Union Redskins, after a rather disjointed quarter and a half, pull it together on a really nice offensive drive, and they lead South Lake Carroll 7-3 at the end of one. We'll come back and take a look at stats. Also have our halftime guest as we open up high school football in Oklahoma, in Texas, tonight on KRMG. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Trust, reliability, safety, only found in the Subaru. Subaru is proud to have earned the trust and reliability of both owners and experts alike. In fact, Subaru has been named Kelley Blue Book's 2016 Best Overall Brand, Most Trusted Brand, and Best Resale Value. For more information, visit KBB.com. Hurry into Subaru. A lot to love event going on at Ferguson Subaru, and experience the power and safety of Subaru's legendary road-gripping, symmetrical all-wheel drive. Plus, you can get 0% APR financing on the 2017 Outback, Legacy, or Forester. Offer ends August 31st. Take a short drive to Ferguson Subaru and see why Subaru is the official vehicle for Oklahoma's wet, dry, snow, or ice. Ferguson Subaru, just off the BA at the Elm Place exit, across from Bass Pro, or find them at FergusonSubaru.com. Subaru, confidence in motion. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Co. Incorporated.
We've got what you're looking for. Ferguson Superstore.
I saw Wayne the other day. He's the owner of OK Transmissions, where every transmission comes with a lifetime warranty. Good as long as you own your vehicle. Wherever you are in the continental USA, parts and labor included. Anyway, Wayne was showing me around the brand new 10,000 square foot facility he's building at 61st and 145th East Avenue. And he said he knows that he didn't do this all by himself, that he wouldn't even need a bigger location if it weren't for the good people of Oklahoma who've trusted him and counted on him over the years. And he promised he'll never take any of them for granted. He said the same thing about the fine folks that work there, building and repairing transmissions and keeping the place running. And then he paid a nice tribute to our local police forces, the first line of defense when there's trouble. Well, the second line of defense if you own a gun. He said he was a bit fed up with people who buy into all that hate police garbage that professional troublemakers have been stirring up. Why is it that most of them who want to take away everybody's guns all got guys with guns nearby to protect them? Never could figure that out.
Union Redskins football. Welcome to the KRMG Union High School Football Halftime. Brought to you by TTCU, the credit union, and Tulsa Allstate agent Jimmy Willis.
Welcome back. We are opening high school football tonight for the Union Redskins in Texas. We are at South Lake Carroll, where the Redskins lead 7-3 here at the half. Rick Coy along with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins on the field. They have a special guest in a moment. And, of course, Richard and Jeff Johns here. And we have what you will normally have, Zach, in a first game. Teams jitter a little bit. Union really had excellent opportunities early on. Grabbed themselves a turnover, could not make the most of that turnover. Turned it back over themselves. And then both teams settled into a series, if you will, before the Redskins put on the big drive. How much momentum does that give you?
Well, I think it really gives you a lot of encouragement going into halftime. Anytime you can score in the first half, especially at the end of the first half when you hadn't really been able to put things together, it gives you some momentum. And they have a lot of things to build on. That the first quarter, they had some open receivers that didn't get the ball. They had some that drops. And they had some third down penalties that really just shooting yourself in the foot early in the season. And then the second quarter, they kind of put it back together. And I don't think that's all the quarterback, but at this point, that's what it looks like.
Well, that's if you're Grady Davenport, you certainly believe that. And
yeah,
if you're Peyton Morrison, you say, I need another chance. But you're breakdown of the two at the half.
I think Peyton did a really good job coming out. He fought the nerves. He really only missed one pass, and it was a big one because he was wide open running down the sideline. But then, you know, Grady came back in and did the same thing. I'm telling you, the only thing that matters in these day and age, thing that mattered back in the day is points on the scoreboard.
Yep.
And right now it's 3-7. The Union Redskins are up, and right now Grady looks like the hero. And I'll tell you what I like about it is that Grady picked up some really hard third downs. He stuck his nose out. He ground. And guess what happens with that? Your team starts to build around you. They start to believe in you. And it used to be touch football, right? We just blow the whistle. You can't touch the quarterback in all these times with scrimmages and things. Now you get to get out there and get some extra yards and pick up some. He's building some courage. They're building some confidence in him.
Well, I can tell you, as an old offensive lineman, emphasis on the old. Yeah, when your quarterback sticks his nose in there, you want to go. You're going to make it easier for him. And Grady did show some. Looked a little like Mason Farquhar at times.
He
said that same kind of. He's a little bigger than that. Mason was, you know, small. I mean, he was short, but this guy, he's a little bigger. He's probably as mobile, but did a nice job finding himself, I think, and throwing the ball, especially late. That's a really good throw on the touchdown pass right there. And you have to give it defensively to Union because they did a really nice job. Huge key play in this game. A fourth down fake by Southlake on a field goal at Union's 3, and a very well-run play, and they snuffed him.
And you said it best, and I think we always leave out what the coaches do to put guys in position these days. And it's first game of the season, and you throw a fake field goal first game of the season, and special teams kiboshes it. That's a big play. That's a really big play. It needs to be highlighted a lot.
So it's 7-3 Union. It could be a very different score, and I'm sure both teams could say that. Southlake could say they should have had that one. Union could have said they could have had things earlier, but this is where we are, and this is what we have. We're going to have some halftime stats when we come back. We're going to see if we can't get Doc Blevins on the field with his special guest, and we'll see if we can get Jeff Johns to stop eating. All that coming from Southlake, Carroll, where Union leads 7-0. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Depend on
Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
It's plain and simple. Saving your home's energy saves you cash. You can hang on to your money with an Ultimate Professional Tune-Up from Air Comfort Solutions for only $99.95. You'll get up to a free pound of Freon, a free 1-inch air filter, and a guarantee that your system will run all season long, or this service is absolutely free. Call any day, and ACS is on the way. Your winning call, 7 days a week, aircomfortsolutions.net. 743-2300.
Union football is a well-oiled machine, finely tuned and built to win. Your vehicle can be the same, and Briarwood Auto Service on 46th Street between Mingo and Memorial can help by keeping your car in its absolute best shape possible. Union fans can take advantage of $50 off any service or repair. That's $50 off service or repair, excluding basic maintenance. Briarwood Auto Service, a certified Napa Auto Parts dealer, 46th Street just west of Mingo. Help your vehicle be the best, most reliable it can be with Briarwood. See store for details.
We opened our TTCU checking account before the $100 bonus.
But for us, it was about the service. You see the benefits of having all your accounts at TTCU, but maybe you hesitate.
Well, now when you open a new checking account, online or in person at TTCU, they will give you $100. Not-for-profit, member-owned, TTCU, the credit union.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
You know what? That's a great point. We'd like to get some of those. Use the open mic feature of your KRMG app. Say hi to a player, to a coach, to a broadcaster, to Doc, whatever you'd like to. We'll play those for you right here. You can also send us text at 95920. 7-3 Union leads Southlake Carroll here at the half at the Southlake Carroll Dragon Stadium. We're just outside Plano in Dallas, Texas, just under the glide path, as a matter of fact, for DFW Airport. And down on the field, our own Doc Blevins, and he's got not just a guest, he's got the guest, Doc.
Well, I do. I have the guest. We have the head superintendent in charge of Union Schools, Kurt Hartzler. And Dr. Hartzler, first of all, I just want to give a little history. I think the first time I met you, you were doing maybe your student teaching at Union, or you were a rookie coach, one or the other.
I believe it was probably my first year at Union High School back in 1986, and it's also where I started out coaching as well.
Well, and I remember, I think it was in 2014, the class of 94 basketball team came back and had a some kind of a reunion or something and played a game, and you showed up for that scrimmage game, and that meant so much to them.
Well, I tell you what, great class of kids, certainly, and it's nice to see them getting older and certainly being young adults and with their families, I enjoyed watching it. I certainly am smart enough to know not to get out there and try to play again anyway.
Well, a couple of them got pretty significant injuries, and I had talked to both of them ahead of time, and I said, look, I'm no one to criticize, but you guys are not in shape to be doing this. And but they had a great time, and it just shows how much you love the kids that you work with, and you still do. And a very interesting time to head up a school district because financially things are so, you know, just bad in the state right now. But you all seem to have found a way to get into this year and get it going.
Well, you know, certainly it has been a very challenging financial year. I haven't seen anything like it in my 31 years in Oklahoma. And I think it's something that certainly our parents and, you know, the Oklahomans that I know truly care greatly about their public schools. And I think that's evident in the passage of the bond issues that not only Union has, but also several of the schools in the Tulsa County. We're going to get this right. We've got to, for the sake of our kids.
You know, as we look at the ball game tonight, and there's been a little sloppiness on both sides, but I keep reminding myself that in most years, this would have been our second scrimmage. This would have been the Gridiron right. Classic. We would have scrimmaged the week before and more a chance to get ready. And so they're still kind of working themselves into shape. But what a great finish at the first half.
Well, absolutely. I think the defense obviously is doing their job, and the offense has to just kind of find a rhythm. But, yeah, I'm really pleased that not only is this our first game, but also Southlake. It really kind of creates more of a level playing field for us, certainly, this time around.
And I would reiterate to people listening that this is the coming here and doing this trip. The kids, the booster clubs raise a lot of money for that. This isn't the district just throwing money out there to go on a trip.
That's exactly right. Actually, every booster club from the football to the cheer, the palm, the band, they all do just an amazing job with their fundraising efforts so that our kids can come down here and experience such a great atmosphere. I mean, this is what high school football is about right here.
Well, it is a great atmosphere, and I've had the opportunity to come down and speak to pregame things for some of the Texas schools over the years, and I've always loved their tradition, and we put some of that in at Union. We do the alma mater after the game and some of the things that they do, and so tonight we got to do the alma mater before the game and the things they do, and I think it's just great for our kids to go other places and see how it's done.
Well, it is, absolutely. And I had the opportunity to visit with Dr. Feltes, the superintendent at South Lake Carroll, for the game, and just so complimentary of our teams and our programs. And even last year when South Lake came up to Tulsa, certainly I received many, many emails from parents saying, hey, what a great atmosphere and just a great experience. So that's what we like to see. Even though we're fierce competitors, you know, we're all about making sure our kids have a wonderful educational experience.
Well, I want to get into some things that have to do with your job and with athletics, because I know we are actively looking at least doing some upgrades to our, 50-year-old stadium or 30 or whatever. It's been there a while.
It has been there a while, and yes, that is certainly on our radar. It is something that we need to do. As a matter of fact, that's what I did today was to come down and view this stadium. I had the opportunity to go in their press box and spend some time on the campus to kind of look and see, you know, as an example of what perhaps we'll look at doing. But we've got to do that. We've got some ADA issues with our stadium. We definitely need an elevator. And I know if John Brooks is listening, certainly he would be the first to say, you darn right, you need to have an elevator and some restrooms also in that facility.
That's right. He was, when he was doing the games, he was up in years, and he had to go downstairs every halftime. And that's a long old walk for a guy in his 70s. Long old walk for me, too. Hey, that's exciting. Do we have an idea at what point that would – I know we have so many things we've got to pay for, including we're building at least one more school I was reading about. So where do we stand on the timing on those things?
Well, we actually have started looking at some designs. Certainly we're looking at different stadiums and also press boxes throughout the nation, kind of trying to get an idea. Obviously, you've got to build something that's right for the size of our stadium. Our next really project on this 2017 bond issue is, of course, phase two of elementary 14. But we'll also start certainly getting more serious about the stadium renovation here within the next few years.
Well, I think that one thing I'm going to brag about a little bit is I have been told on different occasions, and not by people in Tulsa, that KRMG is probably the highest rated station of their type to carry just one high school football team in a metropolitan area. And what a great thing to have that relationship.
It's been a great partnership, and certainly we love the coverage. I know I hear from people throughout Oklahoma receive it, and I know they certainly appreciate it when they're not able to make the game.
One of the great things going on at Union is the Carrera program, and it's been going on long enough now, and we can talk about what it is, but that we're starting to really see the results from it. And I've told you over a period of time through my youth ministry, I work with a lot of those kids and see what it's doing. But how do you feel about how it's going so far?
You know, it's going great, actually. We now have topped 1,200 students in the Carrera program. Certainly, it is the largest teenage pregnancy prevention program in the nation. It is something that certainly, you know, we took a step out there to do this program because we felt like that it wasn't, you know, it's just not a teenage pregnancy prevention program. It's more about providing wraparound services for our kids to make sure that they have the adequate social, emotional, and academic support that, you know, an at promise learner, we call them at promise, not at risk, but our at promise learners need. And it's proving, our data are showing that certainly it's making a difference in our kids' lives because they're staying in school, they're doing well academically, and not only that, they're being engaged. And so we're thrilled.
Well, and again, that is a privately funded deal. It's a voluntary deal, but people are embracing it.
Well, absolutely. You know, when you start a program like that, you really never know how it's going to be received. And you're exactly right. It is an opt-in program. Certainly, if a parent doesn't want you know, their child in the program, then the kid doesn't have to be there. But what we're finding is that once the students are in the Carrera program, they seem to stay, and that's a wonderful thing.
And then another thing that's a fairly recent development is the Union Collegiate Academy, and that's running full bore now. How's that working out?
You know, over 11, I think it's $11 million our families have saved through our college and the Union Collegiate Academy. And I tell you, it's a bargain for $12, a little under, $12.75 a college class. It's something that I hope more of our students are going to continue to take advantage of.
That's probably what it cost when I was back at that age, maybe for real. But college is so expensive today, and they can come out with, what, 27, 28 semester hours?
Up to about 27. And, you know, not only that, Doc, we're also providing the books through our bond funds. And so certainly as our patrons support our bond issues, we're able to kind of maximize those funds for that program. It's just a wonderful, wonderful, not only program to better prepare kids academically for college, but also save parents a lot of money.
Well, finally, and I don't know if there's something that will just come to your mind, but what's the next big initiative or two that that you all are contemplating?
Well, it's really kind of an extension of the college and career program that we have going on right now. The Collegiate Academy, we're ready to take it to the next level, and that is we're hoping to be able to put in an associate's degree program within the next few years. That I'm excited about. As a matter of fact, a lot of schools in Texas, they now have a mandate that all schools have to offer an associate's program, and so that's something that we're going to start looking at Union.
Now let's brag on one other thing before we go, and that is that we got a wonderful thing that our ROTC program did that Union also got a lot of recognition for, having to do with the American Legion fire.
Yeah, I was so pleased. As a matter of fact, I saw Senior Master Sergeant Dan Snow this week, as well as Lieutenant Colonel McCool, and I said to both of them, I said, man, what a great, great thing that you all did in retiring those flags properly that were damaged in that fire. And so very proud of that program also. It's a program that's just continuing to grow, and great thing.
Well, it's just a great offering for people, too, because it gives kids just one more thing to be involved in. And, of course, I don't know what the figures are today, but my understanding is that the percentage of kids involved on Friday night during football season is just incredible.
Well, I think Doc's battery just quit right there, right, as he was in the middle of that interview. But fortunately, he was about to wrap up. That is, of course, the union superintendent of schools, Dr. Kerr Hartzler, who is just as good a guy as there is. We'll have Doc replace his battery, and we'll move on. 9:27 left here in the halftime. Union leading South Lake Carroll by a score of 7-3. We'll come back and give you our stats and get ready for these teams to warm up for the second half. Coming up, this is Redskins football on KRMG.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now, froyofranchising.com.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
Right now at Planet Fitness, it's sweet to be 60 and over. Because now through August 31st, seniors 60 and over can work out free. No catches. Our friendly staff can get you started with free, unlimited fitness training in our judgment-free zone. Plus, anyone can join Planet Fitness for just $5 down and $10 a month with no commitment now through August 31st. For more info and to join online, visit planetfitness.com.
Annual membership fee applies. State and local taxes may apply. Participating locations only. See club for details.
Ideal Feet is the place for relief of your plantar fasciitis at the same location as always, 61st and Mingo. Ideal Feet, the only store you can get instant pain relief at 61st and Mingo. Don't suffer another day with foot pain, back pain, knee pain, or hip pain. Get guaranteed pain relief even before you spend a dime. Ideal Feet, still at 61st and Mingo. Ideal Feet, not good, but great pain relief to get you back to your normal life. It's time for Ideal Feet. 61st and Mingo, your foot care specialist.
This summer, take a vacation from full price. Switch to U.S. Cellular and get 50% off great smartphones like the Samsung Galaxy S7 and many others only at U.S. Cellular.
Retail installment contract, new shared connect plan, smartphone turn-in, device protection plus a $25 activation fee required. Rebate is 50% off device price before taxes or $336, whichever is lower. Rebate is a U.S. Cellular promo card issued by MetaBank member FDIC, valid only for purchases at U.S. Cellular. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Switching will pay off at your local U.S. Cellular, 71st and Memorial or 51st and Sheridan in Tulsa. Find locations and store directions at uscpremier.com or see store for details.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Dragon Stadium, South Lake Carroll, just outside Plano in Dallas. Rick Corey along with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, and Richard and Jeff Johns. Union leads 7-3 at the half over the Dragons, but you know, this isn't the only game.
from other key games around the state.
Taking off some other around the state, including another game down here in Texas. Euless Trinity taking on Broken Arrow. That is a 9-6 Broken Arrow lead right now. Jinx is at Owosso tonight. It's a 21-10 lead for the Trojans. Ponca City trailing Edmond Memorial by a score of 21-0. Booker T. Washington trailing Edmond Santa Fe 13-6. And, of course, here it is Union 7 and Carroll 3. Let's take a look at our first half stats. For South Lake Carroll, not a lot offensively. 57 passing yards, 7 rushing yards, 64 total yards for the Dragons here at the half. Holmes 4 of 10 through the air for 57 yards on the ground. He's carried it 4 times for minus 9 yards. He's been sacked, basically. Johansson 3 carries for minus 2. But Gaines has carried 8 times for 16 yards. When it comes to receiving, Johansson 1 catch for 2, and Davis has been the only active receiver. 3 catches for 55 yards. 3 penalties for South Lake Carroll. 30 yards there. 1 of 6 on third down conversions. 0 of 1, on fourth down, and they have 4 first downs. Meanwhile, Union has 95 yards through the air, 69 yards rushing, so 174 total yards. 5 penalties. They were costly for 31 yards. Many of them took away opportunities for first downs. Third down conversions, 3 of 8. They have 9 first downs. Now, in the quarterback battle, Morrison is 2 of 5 for 15 yards. Davenport, 7-11 for 80 yards and the 1 touchdown. When it comes to rushing, Shamari Brooks, Holmes, Morrison, Davenport, and Cooper have all carried the ball. Receiving, that's where Union's really gotten it done. Brown, 2 catches for 22 yards, Moore, 1 for 7 and a touchdown. But he probably ought to have 3 tonight. He was running wide open in a couple of other plays, and they just missed him. Brooks, the 1 screen catch, pass for 33 yards, and Nichols, 2 catches for 7 yards. That's how we got where we are right now. Union leading by a score of 7-3. Second half, when we return, this is Redskins football on KRMG.
Trust, reliability, safety, only found in the Subaru. Subaru is proud to have earned the trust and reliability of both owners and experts alike. In fact, Subaru has been named Kelley Blue Book's 2016 Best Overall Brand, Most Trusted Brand, and Best Resale Value. For more information, visit KBB.com. Hurry into Subaru. A lot to love event going on at Ferguson Subaru, and experience the power and safety of Subaru's legendary road-gripping, symmetrical all-wheel drive. Plus, you can get 0% APR financing on the 2017 Outback, Legacy, or Forester. Offer ends August 31st. Take a short drive to Ferguson Subaru and see why Subaru is the official vehicle for Oklahoma's wet, dry, snow, or ice. Ferguson Subaru, just off the VA at the Elm Place exit, across from Bass Pro, or find them at FergusonSubaru.com. Subaru, confidence in motion. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Co. Incorporated.
We've got what you're looking for. Ferguson
from the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG-FM, Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and international truck owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
We opened our TTCU checking account before the $100 bonus.
But for us, it was about the service. You see the benefits of having all your accounts at TTCU, but maybe you hesitate.
Well, now when you open a new checking account, online or in person at TTCU, they will give you $100. Not-for-profit, member-owned, TTCU, the credit union.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Welcome back to South Lake Carroll. Union and the Dragons, 7-3, the Redskins lead. They put the 12 minutes up on the score and that or the clock, and that means we're about to have the second half, but the South Lake Carroll Dragons are going to run through their helmet again. They're going to bring out the smoke again and bring out all the stuff again. I've seen a lot of teams, you know, come out, you run through the TP or you run through the helmet. I've never seen somebody do it twice, but, you know, whatever.
That maybe they need to get a little bit more than that encouraged second half energy.
Encouraged?
Encouraged. Need to be encouraged a little more. A little smoke.
You know, we call it when your coach does that, we call it fanatical encouragement. That's just a little bit different. Sometimes it's things you can't repeat. All right, so the South Lake Carroll Dragons will find their way through their helmet again. Union is just standing around waiting. They are going to be kicking off this time. The Redskins will be going, or should be kicking from right to left. This is, again, an east-west stadium, which is unusual. Of course, at this point, it really doesn't matter because the sun is down. But the scoreboard side is to the west. That is to our right. The east is to the left. And Union will be actually kicking off from the east to the west. We are playing in Texas. That means we are in NCAA rules. That means that kicks can be brought out of the end zone. So as South Lake runs down to the other end zone, we will see if we can get this thing back underway. Rauschenberg will put the ball down on the 40-yard line to kick it off.
Now, have you seen it? Have you ever seen one of those gigantic tarps that they just ran through?
They did run through a huge tarp as well. No, I've not, but gosh.
It's like the big ones used to paint and had to repaint. And it was big Velcro. They just ran right through the middle of it. It's quite innovative.
So, well, you know how schools are nowadays with budgets. You can't be just bringing paper and paint every time. So the Velcro, you can use over and over and over. The embarrassing thing is if that first dude doesn't break the Velcro.
It's worse than the paper, I'm sure.
He goes down. Everybody's embarrassed at that point. All right, so I know. You're saying to yourselves, why aren't they talking about football? That's because none's being played yet. They are still deflating the large helmet to our left. They're getting the Velcro off to our right. Remember, it's not just a game. It's entertainment.
Yes, especially here. They've put together quite the entertaining package. And look at the crowd. I mean, they filled up the stadium tonight. Isn't it? They've got everyone come out for the home game, so it's pretty exciting.
Well, if you've never, you know, there was a reason Friday Night Lights was based in Texas because of what happens down here when you talk about Euless and Trinity and, you know, and some of the teams that are around here, the Dallas Carters of the world that are traditional powers. There is great football down here. Union leads 7-3 as we get ready to start the second half. Union, again, kicking from left to right. The Redskins in white pants, white jerseys. Black numbers with red outlines on it, silver helmets. It is South Lake with a white pants, a green jersey with white numbers, and also a white helmet with a green dragon on it.